There is a story of a fiery preacher who was known for his miracles of healing. And many people flocked to come and see this preacher every Sunday so they might be healed of this illness or that. And one Sunday he's given the service and he calls people forward who seek healing. And one fellow comes up and the pastor, preacher says, "What is it you need?" And he said, "I would like to have some help with my hearing." So the pastor says, "Great," and he grabs hold of both of his ears and he touches the top of his head and he's praying loudly and the congregation is chiming in with great music and song and verse. And when he's done, he said, "Well, what do you think? Did I help you with your hearing?" The fellow said, "I don't know. My hearing is next Thursday at the courthouse." Jesus performed miracles. Jesus performed a lot of miracles that are documented in the Gospels. It is tempting for us to look at those miracles and say that they are fairy tales or embellishments or first century superstition. But if we do that, we toss out a whole big chunk of what Jesus accomplished in the Gospels. Miracles, miracles of healing, miracles of cleansing, resurrections from the dead. So Jesus was quite the miracle worker. And he called upon his apostles to do the same. He sent them out, you may remember, two by two, and they performed healings in the name of Jesus also. But he gives those same power to us. He gives the power of healing miracles to us. Now, we know that miracles happen for sure with documentation, because every time the Vatican names someone a saint, part of the process involves praying that saint and miraculous healings happening because of the prayer. That has to be documented in order for them to even be considered for canonization. So we know those miracles happen. But the rest of us don't especially have those kind of miracles every day that we see. But in a real sense we do. In a real sense we participate in the miracles of Christ. Because we can accompany those who suffer and struggle and have a hard time, and if we're with them and we speak with them and we support them, miracles can happen in their lives because of what we have done with them. There are those who cannot hear, those who are deaf. Who are they? Well, there are people who are deaf to the voice of God because they're inundated with nonsense that they're hearing all day long. They're hearing the ways of the world that tell them that money and power and success is the way to go. They are inundated with news drivel that they can't stop reading and they can't stop looking at on the internet and television, and that crowds out the message that Christ wants to give to them. They can't hear it. So maybe they need you or me to sit down with them and tell them and explain to them and walk with them so that they can hear the true message of Christ in all of the cacophony that is the modern age. Maybe they are blind. How are they blind? They're not seeing what God is doing in their lives. They're only seeing things from their own perspective, not from God's. In the midst of their suffering and struggle, they can't imagine how God is part of that. But those of us who are strong in faith can sit with them, talk with them, walk with them. Open their eyes to how God is working even in the midst of suffering and struggle. Maybe we know people who are lame. They're lame because they're afraid to walk. They're lame because they're afraid to go forward in faith. They're afraid to step out of their room for fear of making a mistake or offending someone. They're afraid to go forward with an idea that God may have given them to build up the kingdom. They don't want to do it. They're lame. They need us to help them and pick them up and encourage them and strengthen them so that they can leap like a stag in following what God has in store for them. Because it's easy to stay in our own room and listen to Fox News or MSNBC and hear nonsense and see nonsense and do nothing. But that is not what Christians do. And if we see people who are committed to Christ and are not acting the way that they should, or the way that they could, because of what that God has gifted them with, then it's our job to help them, strengthen them, show them the way, clear out their ears. Be the Christian that can help them and have a miracle occur in their lives because of what we have done. Miracles happen, amazing miracles. We can all be part of small ones. You know, we're getting down to crunch time here for Christmas, and we don't know what to give some people. They've got everything. Maybe this is the gift they need. The gift of our presence, the gift of our prayer, the gift of our support and help in their time of struggle. What a great gift to give. The kingdom of God for them beats the heck out of an iPad. We can do this because we are empowered to do this by Christ and with his help and with the Spirit working within us. Those miracles will happen. Lives will change. The kingdom of God will blossom because of what we can do in our own simple way. God bless you.